Gardens or machines? Medicine is a social science, and politics is just medicine practiced on a large scale. Rudolf Virchow. I often feel like the victim of a bait and switch. I was sold an expensive medical education on the premise that I'd learned how to cure illness and help people stay healthy. If I had known that my chosen profession addressed only about 20% of what determines a person's health, that the focus of my education would be on treatments aimed mostly at the latest stages of disease, that many of those wouldn't be very effective, and finally, that a large portion of the population wouldn't have access to those services, it might have given me pause before embarking on my medical career. 30 years ago, at the Ohio State University College of Medicine, I was taught to methodically break down the human body into its smallest components, sometimes quite literally in a gross anatomy lab. In the first year, I learned the name of each constituent part, down to the nerves controlling each muscle and all of the skull's foramen, the tiny holes in bone that allow blood and nerves to communicate with the rest of the body. My classmates and I learned the proper function of the organs and systems as if they were separate gears in a machine. Scant time was devoted to how they might work together. The second year was devoted to pathology, to what can go awry if a gear breaks or wears out, or if some pathogen invades and gums up the works. Then we learned about the procedures and the medications we could summon to treat and cure. The final 2 years were dedicated to putting it all together as apprentices in clinical settings. We were taught about hospitals and hierarchies and how to apply all we learned in books to real life. Unfortunately, real life was messier than we'd been led to believe. Patients didn't take their medicines, they failed to follow through on our evidence-based plans, and sometimes they didn't show up at all. They behaved in ways that seemed antithetical to their own well-being. They drank, they smoked, they worked in dangerous jobs, they had risky sex, they ate junk food. Simply informing them of the error of their ways seldom made much difference. Throughout 4 years of medical school, we were hyper-focused on the individual. We dissected and examined everything under those outer layers of the epidermis, down to the innermost cells that make up our blood and bile. We learned almost nothing about the forces on the other side of our protective dermatological coverings, or that those forces might have more profound effects on the body's functioning than any of the biological processes we spent all our time memorizing. Much of the basic science we learned was important, but it's a small part of what determines our mental and physical wellness. I left medical school poorly prepared to understand the factors that determine 80% or more of my patient's health. There's a parable told in public health circles. A physician is like a rescuer standing on the side of a river. We see a person drowning and jump in to save them. Then we see another and rescue them, and then another. We are too busy pulling people out to stop and question why people are falling into the river in the first place. Much of my time in clinical practice is spent pulling people out of that river, drying them off a bit, giving them a short pep talk about how to swim, then pushing them right back into the river, to unhealthy environments, abusive relationships, stressful jobs, and poverty. On many days, it seems futile. I bring to bear all my accumulated medical knowledge to devise an airtight treatment plan, carefully adjust the doses of medication, assiduously educate my patients about their diseases and how to manage them, only to send them back to impossible environments where I know they will be hard-pressed to implement anything we just discussed.